So what it was, I was going through some old programmes and I came across Shrewsbury's game against Leicester, 1982. It's one of those games that it's certainly in Leicester's folklore, and many Shrewsbury Town fans will remember this, good or bad. Maybe bad, but I hope not too bad, because it was one of those it was one of those incredible matches. FA Cup quarter final at Filbert Street, over 29,000 packed into the ground. It was a capacity crowd, and actually I was there as a reporter, a young reporter. But I tell you, Mark, the strange thing is that there are a lot of things that I actually didn't remember. I remember Chick Bates and Mark Wallington going for a 50-50. Wallington got injured, and this is what actually changed the game. Leicester were 1-0 up. Wallington tried to play on with a heavily bandaged leg. Jock Wallace, the Leicester manager, kind of insisted that Wallington carry on. Remember, no goalkeepers were substitutes in those days, just one substitute. Town got two goals. Wallington could hardly move. I mean, he really couldn't.
That's the Leicester keeper.
That's the Leicester keeper. And suddenly Shrewsbury were 2-1 up. And as any neutral, probably in the ground, you would fancy Town to actually win the game.
Mm.
And then Wallington, he couldn't carry on. He came off. And Alan Young, the Leicester number 9, went in goal. Jim Melrose, the substitute, came on for Leicester. And then, extraordinarily, Colin Griffin, absolute legend of Town, decided to hit a back pass, but unfortunately went into the Shrewsbury net. The real clanger, it was a terrible own goal. And that brought the score back to 2-2 at half-time. So kind of Leicester were kind of back in the game. And then more incident, more drama, because Young then had to be replaced by another Leicester player, Steve Lineage. Young got injured in a challenge, and then Young then went back in goal. Jock Wallace, the Leicester manager, said he obviously thought he was fit enough to go back into goal. Lineage went back out. And then Young took a goal kick. He went out to Linex. He crossed, and Jim Melrose put Leicester back into the lead 3-2. Lineker got the fourth goal, and then Melrose made it 5-2. So obviously it wasn't the scoreline Shrewsbury Town wanted, but we're talking about seven goals, change of three goalkeepers, and I think it was 13 and a half minutes of actual stoppage time in total was played. It was almost 14 minutes. I mean, it was just an incredible game.
There are very few games that provide enough for a book, but I suppose this is one of them.
Strange enough, it's a very good question, because to be honest, Mark, I didn't want to make this as a kind of like a history of the game type thing.
Mm.
I wanted to give it a little bit of a twist. So what I did was I invented a football reporter called Bob Johnson. I guess it might have been me a little bit in this person. So there was a sort of fictional strand running through it. It was seen through the eyes of this reporter who thought he'd seen it all and done it all, and this was kind of a not a routine game, I would say, obviously, but I mean, it's a big FA Cup game. But he'd seen it all, and these were the events that were unfolding, and it was kind of a build up all that week. He'd gone over to Shropshire and interviewed Turnerby, obviously the town manager, and he'd gone back to his daily newspaper, written up a preview piece. He'd interviewed all the town players. He'd done a preview cut for article. This and all the things that were happening around the newsroom as well. Remember, this was 1982.
Yeah.
Falklands War was just about to start. Margaret Thatcher was prime minister. So, and then he drove a terrible car, a Datsun 180B. With rust in it, and I researched all the music that was playing at the time, and the cars, and the sort of the era. I tried to capture the era. You know, we're going back 40 years.
Yeah,
and it was a long time.
Well, I mean, Shrewsbury Town were in the second division. It feels like an age away.
Too true. You know, yeah. But I mean, but to be honest, what things I didn't really know was, I mean, you know, Shrewsbury went away. They were kind of favourites. They'd beaten Ipswich, the UEFA Cup holders, in the fourth round. And Turner put together a very good team.
Mm.
Yes, Leicester maybe it looks on as the biggest side. But I think Shrewsbury were quite confident. And the thing that kind of got overlooked was that there was a young Gary Lineker playing.
Yeah.
Melrose had got injured. He couldn't really, he lost his place in the team. Wallace had kind of stuck with Lineker. And there was this young guy flying around all over the place. And it kind of sort of cemented his position in the side.
Are you a Leicester fan?
And I am a Leicester fan, you know, and was I've kind of sort of seen it all and done it all. But
was it nice to sort of immerse yourself in the world of Filbert Street and of an age before the Premier League and of, you know, an age where Gary Lineker was just a kid with potential, you know, to go back to that sort of era, a bit like when Shrewsbury Town fans kind of immerse themselves in a story from Gay Meadow, for instance, long gone?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. It was like you make a great point, Mark. It was a totally different world. Totally different world. You know, you're going back 40 years. I think there was more camaraderie between fans, opposition fans, between managers, between players, opposition players. There was more of a togetherness. I mean, you mentioned Gay Meadow. It's a fantastic place, and I went there many times. You mentioned Filbert Street. I mean, but, you know, and then you look at the facilities now compared to stadiums.
Yeah.
And you look at facilities going back 40 years then. I mean, kind of prehistoric, you know. I mean, the West Stand at Filbert Street, I think, had like two toilets, you know, the cot, the double decker stand. Again, two toilets. Probably you'd be very lucky to go get yourself a cup of tea or a pie or anything at half time. The stadium, it leaked. It was slippery, the steps were slippery. You know, it's a totally different world. It was a nice world.
And people could afford to get in. You know, it's not necessarily better. In fact, in many ways, it was a whole lot worse than watching Leicester win a league title at the King Power. But it's a totally different, to use a modern phrase, consumer experience as a fan.
Well, totally. I mean, yes. I mean, it was a game, as you rightly said, where it was affordable to go and watch your team. You know, even when you look at the lower leagues, I mean, the prices are horrendous. They can be. If you've got a season ticket and you're buying a pie or, you know, a tea and you spent £6-7 already, the prices are expensive. Yeah, but, you know, you go back to that era. Yes, you're right. I mean, it was affordable. Prices were realistic. And remember, players earned so much less. You know, a lot of the Leicester players, when they finished playing, like many footballers at that time, they either end up being pub landlords or, I remember John Stannells ended up being a driving instructor. One was a postman, you know, was going across. Exactly. I mean, can you imagine? Yeah, I couldn't see Ronaldo being a postman. Could you at Manchester United?
No.